Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
This is Darla Gentry reminding you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to those of you that are joining us here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning across America and around the world. And we are responding this morning to the words of Jesus, who said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So here we are on this Sunday morning, reaching out to people all over the world. Breakout Radio Church is a house of prayer for all nations. And we're absolutely delighted to have you attending services with us today. Breakout Radio Church is connecting a community of believers across America and around the world. You too can become a member of this worldwide radio church. And after my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a part of this worldwide congregation, how you can get connected. Our membership is growing, and if you are not a part or connected to a local church, you need a pastor, you need a spiritual father, then I'm going to give you the opportunity to join Breakout Radio Church. Okay, we're going to pray this morning. I'm so delighted to have you. I have a special message that I'm going to preach today, and we're going to introduce a new member of our leadership team. It's going to be a great service, so we're going to pray for the service. And for the past 30 years, I've been a prayer leader in America, calling for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. So let's pray. Father, we just pray right now as we come boldly into your presence today, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here at Breakout Radio Church today as we broadcast live from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. And I just pray your will, plan, and purpose be done. I pray, oh God, that you would anoint spiritual ears to hear and spiritual eyes to see and hearts to receive. Bless our Breakout Radio Church members. I speak a blessing upon them. I pray, take their names and pray over them at night. And I just ask that you bless them and minister to them in a very special way. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the remaining part of this service, amen and amen. Okay, we're going to worship God, lifting up holy hands to a holy God.
Oh, yeah.
Peace.
lifting up holy hands. You're a holy God. Let's honor Him today, church. We love you today, lifting up holy hands to a holy God. Oh, we love you this morning. We honor you today. Magnify you. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Let's draw close to Him, church, today, here on this Sunday morning, for He is worthy. Oh, Lord, draw us close to you today. We honor you. We worship you here.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. Feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. We bless your name. You're all we need today. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. Father, we just pray that you would anoint the words that I'm about to speak today here at Breakout Radio Church. We're thankful for the people that are listening on BPN Radio all around the world today, and those who may be listening to the replay of this broadcast every evening, Sunday through Friday. We also thank you for our new listening audience at the radio station in Lubbock, Texas, KJAC 92.7 FM Radio. We thank you for our audience there at KJAC Radio in Lubbock, Texas. What an honor it is to be able to preach to people across America and around the world. Anoint me your servant, Dale Gentry, today. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, one of our church members, our Breakout Radio church members, went to be with the Lord this past week. In fact, Gina and I returned late last night from ministering at her funeral, her memorial service in West Columbia, Texas. Linda Raglan went to be with the Lord, one of our leaders at Breakout Prayer Network. And what an incredible memorial service we had for her. And pray for her family, Joe Raglan, and her entire family, if you will. Linda was a faithful woman. She was a radical Christian, and she was a Proverbs 31 woman, a woman of compassion, always willing to take time to pray for someone in need, seemingly never getting in a hurry. She was a visionary, an encourager, a prophetic voice, a passionate woman for Jesus who loved her husband, her family very much. She was a woman of prayer, an intercessor, a Holy Ghost woman. Linda was a giver. She was very generous. She loved the house of God. She's a woman of excellence, and she was a woman of great faith. She loved Breakout Radio Church, and she loved BPN Radio, and she loved this this ministry. And what an awesome part of our team Linda Raglan was. Many of you prayed for many, many months for Linda's healing. And I am here to announce today that Linda is healed and whole and well in heaven. And the last few days of her life, Gina and I went last Saturday, and then she went to be with the Lord on Monday. We drove to the Houston area where their primary home is. And we went there, and it was evident as that Linda was being able to see heaven. She was waving her arms, even though she was not making very many audible sounds. It was evident, and it became more evident, according to family members, it became more evident that she saw heaven. You know, I read in the Bible about another man that saw heaven, and his name was John. He was the Apostle John. And I'm reading now from the Message Bible, but John said in Revelation chapter 21, he said, "I saw heaven. I saw holy Jerusalem. I heard a voice thunder from the throne. Look, look, God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women. They're his people. He's their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone. Crying gone. Pain gone. All the first order of things gone." He said, "Look, I'm making everything new." Write it all down. Each word is dependable and accurate. One of the seven angels, John wrote, spoke to me and said, "Come here, I'll show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He took me away in the spirit to an enormous high mountain and showed me holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, resplendent in the bright glory of God. The city shimmered like a precious gem, light-filled, pulsing light. She had a wall majestic and high with 12 gates. The wall was jasper, the color of glory, and the city was pure gold, translucent as glass. The foundations of the city walls were garnished with every precious gem imaginable. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate a single pearl. The main street of the city was pure gold, translucent as glass. The city doesn't need sun or moon for light. God's glory is its light, the Lamb its lamp. And only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will get in. Well, Linda got in. Her name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. She accepted Jesus early on in her life and was a tremendous woman of God. Today, she is in heaven. No pain. I mean, Linda, we have witnessed because she lived in our neighborhood part-time. We've witnessed the pain that she's gone through, the times we visited her in the hospital. Beautiful woman, but racked with her body, racked with pain. And but today she is in heaven. She had a great desire to stay on earth. I mean, she went through all kinds of treatments, holistic treatments. We prayed, we sought God. And there's a lot of things about divine healing that we do not understand. But we know that healing will come here or healing will come there. And so Linda had a great desire to stay on this earth so she could take care of her husband, Joe, take care of her family. But finally, heaven wanted her more. And so she decided she would go. And on Monday, this past Monday, her spirit and her soul left her body and went to be with the Lord. You know, during the last many months that we have been standing with Linda, praying for her, she's a part of Breakout Radio Church. I would say, Linda, do you have a word from the Lord concerning your healing? And she would say, yes, I believe that I will be healed come spring. So that was the word. I believe that I will be healed come spring. And I believe the Holy Spirit has really spoken to me, revealed to me that, let me read the scriptures from the Song of Solomon. This is Song of Solomon chapter 2, the NIV version. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spake and said to me, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The season of singing has come. The cooing of doves is heard in our land. So I believe the Lord was looking through the lattice, waiting to take Linda home. She was wanting to stay. There was an earthly pull. She wanted to stay with her husband, her family, and the family of Breakout Radio Church and Breakout Prayer Network. But finally, the pull of heaven became greater than the pull of earth. And she was taken to be with the Lord. And the Lord, I believe, Monday said, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past. And what season comes after winter? Springtime. And Linda said, come spring, I'm going to be healed. Here's what the Message Bible says. I like this Song of Solomon chapter 2 from the Message Bibles. It says, look around, winter is over. The winter rains are over, gone. Spring, flowers are in blossom all over. The whole world's choir and singing. Spring warblers are filling the forest with sweet arpagogus. Lilacs are exuberantly purple and perfumed, and cherry trees fragrant with blossoms. Springtime. Linda loved to work with flowers. And probably here on this Sunday, she is in heaven working with those flowers, with probably all around her mansion there is flowers, and she's working with those flowers while visiting with her loved ones. Because I believe that heaven is a real place. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I'm going to go away now, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, if it was not so, he said, I wouldn't have told you, but I'm going to go prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare that place for you, I will come and receive you. So I believe that God, the Lord received, Jesus received Linda on Monday, and she went to be with the Lord. And the winter's over in her life. The rains, the storm clouds, the difficult days, the days of pain, the nights of pain, all gone, gone, gone. I believe there was a great banquet held in her honor on Monday after the major procession from her that she saw her loved ones who welcomed her home. Probably a big loud speaker went out all across heaven saying, Linda Raglan is coming home. And they began to gather at the portals and begin to welcome her home. I know that people that may not know the Lord, this may seem a little foreign, a little far-fetched, but we who know Jesus and know that there is a better life, know that this is a wonderful expectation, anticipation, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And where is the Lord? He is in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I believe in all of his glory and all of his splendor, welcoming those who know him home. When no longer this life, this body cannot hold our soul and spirit, we go to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And today, we're celebrating the life of Linda Raglan. You know, Gene and I, we pray every day. We prayed this morning before the broadcast for divine appointments and divine connections. We believe that God desires to send certain people into our lives in order to help us, in order to pray for us, in order to encourage us, in order to open doors that we could never open by ourselves. And we value people that God put in our lives. We need to put a value on people. We need to honor people. This past Friday, we dedicated the service to Linda Raglan. We played one of the interviews that we had with her, and we paid tribute to her. I believe in honoring people that have helped us along the way, that have played a role in our lives. That's why that I've been taking time out of my busy schedule the past several weeks is to make a 50-year video. And my ministry center, I'm surrounded with videos of all kinds and putting together a 50-year video. I'm calling 50 by 50, 50-year video in 50 minutes. I know I'm frustrating maybe some people that are helping me. Ruth Gentry and Michael Schonborn are helping me there. But I'm so excited about honoring people that have helped me along the way. I realize I may not be able to get everybody in. But I'm going to get a lot of people in. They're going to see their faces because I'm honoring them, because I could never be where I'm at today without divine appointments, divine connections, people that have played a major role in my life. And that's why that I wanted to mention Linda Raglan today. Linda is in heaven and the rain is over and springtime has come. What did she say? I will be healed in spring. I believe that it's springtime in heaven. In fact, I believe that spring is the season that we as believers, as sons and daughters of God, spring, I believe, is the season that we will enjoy the year round. I don't believe it's going to be summertime because I believe that would be too hot. I don't believe it's going to be fall because all the leaves will be falling off the trees, and that may be a tinge of sadness, which there'll be no sadness in heaven. Winter, I don't believe there'll be winter there. That's going to be cold, and it's going to be rainy, and I believe it's going to be springtime. I believe it's going to be springtime, and the winters are going to be gone, and the spring flowers will be in blossom. The choirs will be singing spring warblers. I'm not sure what spring warblers are, but I'm sure they're wonderful, sweet arpagogus. Not sure what that is, but there will be lilacs that are purple and perfumed, cherry trees fragrant with blossoms. Oh, wow. It's going to be a wonderful time in heaven, our eternal home. And I believe that's why that we as Christians need to live in that realm of anticipation, that one day we will be in heaven and everything that we do needs to be in the light of eternity, the light of eternity, and that we will not be carried away and we will not be overtaken with the mundane things of this life that really do not amount to very, very much. So you say, well, we've been praying for Linda Ragland's healing, and why did she not get healed on this earth? You know, I'm looking at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us some insight. This is talking about people in Faith Hall of Fame. I love Hebrews chapter 11. Early on in my ministry, I memorized a major portion of this chapter. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 13, it says, "And these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were assured of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland." Ladies and gentlemen, this earth that we live in is not our home. The old song says, "This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The gates of heaven beckon me to heaven's open door, but I can't." That's why I just can't live in this world anymore. Because this is not our homeland. The Bible said, "For those who seek such things declared plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city." He has prepared a city for them. So the question may have come to Linda Ragland, "Would you like to go back?" And her response is, "Absolutely not," because she has seen the glory world. And I believe that in heaven there are colors that we just can't imagine. And there are sounds that we have never heard with our natural ear. There are colors and sights that we have never seen with our natural eye. There's a lot of people that's traveled the world over looking at different scenes, looking and taking pictures and videos of this incredible scenery. But nothing that we have ever seen on this earth is to be compared to the scenery that we will have in heaven. And so I don't understand why everybody is not healed on earth. I do believe that there is a pull from heaven. And if we have finished our assignments, I believe there's a lot of requests that goes up. "Would you please, Lord, would you please bring so-and-so home? I would love to see them. Would you bring them here? Would you take them?" But the assignments that we have in life, I believe, keep us here, keep the pull, the gravity that is here, the gravitational pull here on this earth, because we have assignments. And I'm so thankful that God has given me assignments in order to give me purpose in life, a purpose in living, and that is to serve him, and that is to be a servant. And I'm so thankful and grateful for this opportunity that I have. There's a lot of people, they have so many question marks about heaven. They say, "Well, how, when we get there, how's it going to be? And if our body's in the grave, then how are people going to?" We have all kinds of questions. And there is, you know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part and prophesy in part. There's no way that you can know the full measure. I mean, the Bible gives us some insight about the city that the Lord has prepared for us that we're going to. But there's no way that we could fully explain, except it's going to be a wonderful place. There's no crying. There's no pain. There's no tears. There's no more death. There's no sorrow. There is eternal life. And I believe in heaven. I believed in heaven all along, but I never believed in heaven as much as I did until my mother-in-law, Jean's mom, Virginia Denham, had been in a coma for a long time. The Holy Spirit prompted me that we were to to take some time off out of our busy schedule and go just spend time with my mother-in-law. And we were sitting by her bed one day. She had been in a deep coma for several days when all of a sudden, as we sat by her bed, she sat straight up in bed and said these words, "I see Jesus, and he is coming to take me." And then she laid back down on her pillow, closed her eyes, and went to be with the Lord. My mother-in-law said, "I see Jesus, and he is coming to take me." And then she was gone. If I'd been an unbeliever, that would have erased all of my unbelief at that moment in that hospital in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. She's with Jesus, and I am going to be with Jesus. And I trust you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, I trust today that you, too, are going to go to heaven. And so I honor relationships, and we honor the relationship we've had with Linda Raglin and will continue to have with her husband, Joe. And I want to, Linda's in heaven. We're not praying for her anymore, taking her off of my prayer list. We'll continue to pray for her husband, Joe, and the family. But I want to pray for you. Those of you that don't know the Lord, those of you that don't know Jesus, and if you were to die today, you would not go to heaven. You would go to hell. Or there may be those of you that are far away from God, and you say, I've just drifted far away from God. I've been disappointed. I've been discouraged. I've been misused and abused and forsaken and abandoned by people that I thought loved me and cared for me. And you've been through so many hurts and difficulties. I'm just asking you to forgive and forget and move on and forgive those people and allow the Holy Spirit to work again in your life. So I'm calling for all backsliders as well as people that don't know the Lord. And those of you that are not sure of your salvation, you say, "Well, I'm not sure. I've been a good person and I joined a church one time, or one time I believe I said the sinner's prayer, but I'm really not sure." So I want to give those of you that don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity here on this Sunday morning to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And would you say this prayer after me? For the Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And would you say this prayer after me? Those of you that are, you've never accepted Jesus in your heart, and the Bible said, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." If we confess, he said, the Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. We shall be saved and have our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. And then when you call me, I will be ready. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And today, I want to encourage those of you that are listening here today. You're a part of Breakout Radio Church or maybe a rebroadcast during the week. I want you to know that we love you and care for you. And if you are not connected to a local church, if you don't have a pastor, a spiritual father, then I'm going to give you an invitation right now to join Breakout Radio Church. And here's what you do. You go to BPN Radio. Some of you may already be there. Some of you may be listening to TuneIn Radio or KJAC Radio in Lubbock, Texas. But go to bpnradio.com. And there is a place there at the top of the of our website, bpnradio.com. And there is a place for you to click on for church membership. You can fill out the church membership and submit that And we will be praying for you. We'll be in contact with you. We'll be in touch with you. We'll be encouraged. And we are preparing a way for you to be able to connect with other church members. And I will pray with you. I hold the names of a lot of our church members in my hands right now. Eugene from Holiday, Texas, and June from Covington, Louisiana, and Doug from West Palm Beach, Florida, and Riley from College Station, Texas, and Charles from Madison, Alabama, and David from Fleming Island, Florida, and Kathleen from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, and others. And you can join and be a part of Breakout Radio Church, and we will watch for you, pray with you, and try to be a blessing for those of you that are not connected to a local church. In just a few moments, one of my assistants, one of the leaders of Breakout Radio Church, Gene Massey, is going to come receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. But I just want one of our friends to come and sing what I would call a special song, and her name is Tanya Goodman Sykes, been a friend for a long time, and there's a wonderful song entitled "This Is What Heaven Means to Me," and I believe that heaven is for real. I want to say a prayer for those of you that may one of your loved ones may have gone to heaven, and you believe that they were going to be healed on earth. I just pray for you right now. I just pray the Holy Spirit would minister to you and comfort you, and know that your loved one is in a wonderful place. And for those of you that have been believing for your miracle that hasn't happened yet, well, just keep praying and believing. But know that eternal life, that heaven is waiting for you when you go, and that you don't have to be afraid of death. So I want Tanya to sing, and then we're going to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings. I'm so glad you're here in church attendance at Breakout Radio Church. Okay, Tanya is going to come and sing.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, unending day where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. This is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join heaven means to me? And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image other loves all flee, and when they crown him means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder to join the throng upon the glassy sea? We'll greet our loved ones and crown Christ. This is just what heaven means.
This is just what heaven means to me. This is just what heaven means to me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Tanya Goodman Sykes. What a wonderful song. And what a wonderful, wonderful day it is here to know that heaven is real. And one day we're going to be going there. It's so good to welcome Gene Massey as he comes to the microphone here at Breakout Radio Church. Gene, it's good to have you here in the service today.
Good morning, Dale.
It's so good to have you here. And I wanted to, before you receive the Sunday morning tithes and offerings, I wanted to introduce you to everybody that you and Sally are now part of the leadership of Breakout Radio Church. And I want to take just a few moments in to tell a little bit about yourself, you and Sally. At one time, I do want to say that at one time, you, the two of y'all, you and your wife, Sally, worked full-time with Dale Gentry Ministries, Breakout Prayer Network, and when we were there with our offices in Fort Worth, Texas, you guys were a tremendous blessing. Of course, we've known you since 1986. That's 30 years. And tell before you receive the tithes and offerings this morning and contributions, tell the church a little bit about yourself.
Well, Sally and I are just glad to be a part of the church this morning with you, Dale. That's a great message. We both came to know the Lord when we were real young. I was 9, Sally was 12. We were raised in a wonderful Christian home with great parents. For anybody who's old enough to remember what Mayberry was like on TV, that's kind of like what we thought our Colgate was in southeastern Oklahoma. Had a great childhood. We dated and since we were in high school and were married after we got out of college. We have 3 children, 6 wonderful grandchildren. I spent 5 years in the Marine Corps as a helicopter pilot, 13 months of that in Vietnam. Sally and I shared all that time together, and she's always been quite a blessing to me, and I just consider her part of everything that we do. Lord called us into the pastorate, into the ministry. Actually, before I went to Vietnam, and then we fulfilled that after we got back and went to seminary, pastored churches for about 25 years, worked with you guys in the late 90s, and just had a tremendous time. I just look back over the years and think of how God blessed us and used us during all that time. We especially enjoyed our years together with you at that Holy Spirit revival in Fort Worth, and have been so glad for your friendship. So that's a little bit about us.
Well, we are certainly excited about you working with Breakout Radio Church. And, you know, my vision is to connect members in every nation of the world. That's a pretty big vision, but we're pioneering it, and we're thankful for people that are already becoming members, joining us. And you know, I visited with someone a couple of days ago, and they said, we're in between churches. We don't have a church. We don't have a pastor. I know there's a lot of people like that. They don't have a church. They don't have a pastor. But I know with Gene, with you and I's many years combined of ministry, I believe that we can be a tremendous blessing to a lot of people that may be in between churches. They're not connected to church. They don't have a pastor. And we'll be praying for people, connecting with people, and calling people, whatever we can do. And so I'm really excited to have you and Sally as a part of our team. And God bless you as you receive our tithes and offerings and contributions here this morning.
Okay. We're really excited about the thing that we're discussing and way we can connect with church members. We want to make it as much as a church home to them as we can. And I think in the near future, we're going to see some things that will really make that possible. I really appreciate you and Gene for starting this radio church. And I believe you guys are entering a new season ministry with new prophetic anointings. And I think gifts are being added to the ministry to help you pastor the church. And I especially appreciated your prayer yesterday when you said, may we as believers pray for divine appointments to share your love, Lord Jesus, with those we come in contact with today, determined to take as many as we possibly can to heaven with us. And I think the tremendous opportunity we have as a Breakout Radio Church is that we get to pray together, and we have the opportunity to reach hundreds of thousands of people with a wonderful life-changing message of Christ. You know, as a little boy, I was taught the verse, for God to love the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. So I'm excited about the possibility of our relaying that message to people all around the world. And we're living an exciting time in this church, in this new beginning. I just say to the people who are members and are listening, if you're receiving a blessing from these services, consider making a gift, tithes and offerings to the church. I remember last time I shared with you, we talked about developing an attitude of gratitude, being thankful for all that God has done us and the people he sent to help us in our lives. Don't be like my Irish friend, Patty. He was driving down the street one day, all in a turmoil and all anxious because he had an important meeting and couldn't find a parking place. He looked up to heaven and said, Lord, take pity on me. If you find me a parking place, I'll go to Mass every Sunday for the rest of my life and give up my Irish whiskey. Miraculously, a parking place appeared. Patty looked up again and said, never mind, I found one. Patty needs a little help with his gratitude. So I'm just asking this morning, if Dale and Jean and the church are a blessing, just consider making a gift out of gratitude today. You can send your checks to Breakout Prayer Network, Post Office Box 91985. That's Post Office Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Remember, your contributions are tax deductible. And also, if you go to the BPN page, down at the bottom of it, there's a button. You can also use PayPal to give and support the work of the radio church. And while you're at it, you might send Dale and Jean just a note thanking them for all that they do for people. So I just say that you all have a great day, and we pray for you just to be blessed as you go out your day today. Thanks, Dale.
Okay, thank you very much, Jean Massey. And welcome to you and Sally to our the leadership of a Breakout Radio Church. We're just really, really honored to have you you guys as a part. Y'all have been faithful for so long. You serve your country, and you serve the kingdom of God, and we are very, very grateful and thankful. So we just want to give you that opportunity to give. Also want to remind you that when you go to the donate button at bpnradio.com, you can use your credit card as well as PayPal. So I'd give you just a few moments to give your offering, your contributions. And, of course, as Gene said, you can make your check to Breakout. And we would be so very, very thankful to have you send that to P.O. Box 91985, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And all that information, of course, is on our website. So I'll give you just a few moments to give. Lord, I just speak a blessing upon those that are giving, helping us here at Breakout Radio Church begin to gather people that do not have a pastor, do not have a spiritual father, that are not connected. This is not a local church. Lord, we believe in the local church, and we are part of the local church and have been for these 50 years. But reaching out into areas and arenas of people that may never go to church, or maybe never have started a church, or maybe in between churches, or maybe that have been disconnected some way. We're so thankful that we can make this opportunity available, Breakout Radio Church. And so thankful for our ministry team. And here's how you connect to us. You just go to bpnradio.com. Some of you are already on there. Go to bpnradio.com and double-click on the little white church with the red roof, and you'll be in. And just go to the church prayer room. That's bpnradio.com. You can just go to our prayer room. Remember, if you're listening to this broadcast, which is being replayed each night of the week, with the exception of Saturday night at 8 o'clock Central Time on BPN Radio, we will not have anyone in the prayer room during those times. But as we broadcast live here on Sunday morning, someone is ready to pray with you. BPNradio.com. Double-click on the little white church with the red roof, and then you'll be in. And if you need a password, it's BPN Radio. BPN Radio, lowercase. And we'll be there to pray with you, talk with you, and communicate with you. Well, I just want to speak a blessing upon you right now. Father, I just bless the people that are listening to Breakout Radio Church today on this Sunday morning. I bless them, and I ask that you bless them. Whatever the situation might be, whether they need healing, whether they need encouragement, whether they need a job, whatever it may be, whatever it may be, I ask just Holy Spirit that you just come and minister to these people that need your help. Whatever the need might be, we declare the Lord is ready and able and willing. And I just bless you right now. And I just ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church. And Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for another spiritual awakening in America. We pray for major revival in every major city. We ask, Holy Ghost, that you come and touch lives. And we pray for our presidential election that's coming up. Lord, it's such an important election. I pray that every Christian will register to vote and will vote, will not follow the pattern of the last election when millions of Christians never voted. We will vote. And we are believing you, Lord. We're believing you, Lord, for righteousness to prevail in the White House and in every state house, as well as our nation's capital. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I just want to tell you that I love you, and I'm very thankful to be able to be a part of what God is doing. Pray for Breakout Radio Church and pray for BPN Radio as we broadcast around the clock here on BPN Radio. Thank you for attending Breakout Radio Church. You go and have a wonderful day. The Lord be with you. And remember, heaven is going to be a wonderful place. I love you. Jesus loves you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.